cattle futures mostly crawled higher Friday as the cash tone strengthened and boxed beef prices climbed. Feedlot placements were 2% less in November. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Christmas weekend through the 27th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade had a firmer feel through Friday afternoon. Live prices in the Texas Panhandle were a dollar higher at $156 a hundredweight. Although too few to trend, there were some live sales in Kansas at $156 and at $157 in the Western Corn Belt. Prices the previous week were $155 in Kansas and $155 to $157 in the Western Corn Belt, where dress prices were $248. For the week, dress prices in Nebraska were a dollar higher at $249. Live prices there the previous week were $155 to $157. Choice box beef cutout value was $6.74 higher Friday afternoon at $271.95 a hundredweight. Select was $3.66 higher at $245.47. Both were no doubt helped by packers throttling back production. Total weekly estimated cattle slaughter was 562,000 head, which was 63,000 head fewer than the previous week. However, the estimated total was 75,000 head more than the same week last year. Year-to-date, total estimated cattle slaughter of 33.13 million head was 479,000 head more, or 1.5% more than a year earlier. Year-to-date estimated beef production of 27.4 billion pounds was 363 million pounds more, or 1.3% more than the same time last year. Cattle futures closed mainly higher Friday, supported by the higher tone-to-cash markets and the bounce in wholesale beef prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents higher, from 20 cents to a dollar higher, except for unchanged and 17 cents lower in the back two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 24 cents higher, except for an average of 18 cents lower in the back two contracts. Grain and soybean futures found some technical support Friday with positive export news and positioning ahead of the holiday. Corn futures closed 3 to 5 cents higher through the front three contracts and then mostly fractionally higher. Soybean futures closed 10 to 14 cents higher through Jan of 24 and then mostly 6 to 8 cents higher. I had no weekly auction results to report. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Major U.S. financial indices recovered some lost ground Friday with likely weekend positioning and despite another gauge suggesting more work lies ahead to curb inflation. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index increased 0.1% in November compared to the previous month, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. That was more than expected. Year over year, the index was up 5.5%. For the month, excluding food and energy, the index was 0.2% higher than the previous month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 176 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 22 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 21 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.07 to $2.46 higher through the front six contracts, supported by chatter that Russia will cut production. Markets will likely view Friday's cattle on feed report as neutral to a touch bearish, with more feedlot placements than analysts expected ahead of the report. Keep in mind, the report accounts for feedlots with 1,000 head or more one-time capacity. Placements in November of 1.92 million head were 42,000 head less, or 2.1% less than the previous year. However, average expectations ahead of the report were for a decline of about 4%. In terms of placement weights, 52% went on feed, weighing 699 pounds or less, 36% weighing 700 to 899 pounds, and 12% weighing 900 pounds or more. Marketings in November of 1.89 million head were 22,000 head more, or 1.2% more than the previous year, and that was in line with estimates. Marketings were the most for the month since the series began in 1996, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Cattle on feed December 1st of 11.67 million head were 312,000 head less, or 2.6% less than the same time last year, and that was close to pre-report projections. That's your cattle current market update for Christmas weekend through the 27th of December. Here's wishing you a Merry Christmas.